Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's that new Avril Lavigne song that we played earlier this week.
Sounded pretty good,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, I love her. Mm-hmm. She wrote that about her struggle with Lyme disease.
Right.
Crazy. So there she is. She's back now after, it feels like it's been 5 years. Went through a lot. It's tough. A lot of people struggle with that. All right, Sammy Hagar in the Circle, headlining the Safeway Open PGA Tour concert series at Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa. This is happening this coming Thursday, October 4th. We'll take call number 9 right now. You'll get a pair of tickets to the show and be in the running for the grand prize, which is side stashes. Those sound like bad facial hair. Side stage passes for that night to watch Sammy from the stage. Is this him doing Zeppelin?
Yes, this is him in the Circle.
That's a pretty it's a pretty faithful rendition. Sounds great. So Sammy Hagar in the Circle, they're headlining this Safeway Open PGA Tour concert series, and you can go 800-400-3697.
I love that.
He must have been playing in Chicago.
He is Sammy the whole time, though, isn't he?
He really is.
Like, there's no mistake in that guy's voice.
Nope. Sounds great.
That's a good one, Sammy.
Call us now and you can win those tickets. All right, it's Friday, you guys. That's when all the new music comes out. There's a lot, but we tried to be judicious, right? We only pulled one thing from most of these.
That's correct, Sarah.
Good job, Brinny. All right, we are going to... Oh, my God. Everything all right?
Yeah, sorry. I was just grabbing my papers to get this
right. They sound heavy. We're going to start with Loretta Lynn. The coal miner's daughter.
Yeah.
She's 100 years old. And didn't she just have a stroke?
She had a lot of health problems.
So listen, this got, she was dealing with some health issues. Or maybe it wasn't a stroke, but there was something going on with her. I remember hearing she was in bad shape earlier this year.
She's 86.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Could be. <80s. laughs>
She's suffering with the 80s. This was originally supposed to be released in August. But she wanted to be well, I guess, when it came out. So it's coming out today. The album features 3 brand new songs and new versions of classics like Coal Miner's Daughter. It's called Wouldn't It Be Great? And here's a little sample.
All right.
What song did you grab?
Wouldn't It Be Great? But I was thinking about pulling the other ones you were talking about since she's pretty non-offensive and not explicit. But.
Sure. I think she's pretty safe.
Booze?
Must be. Boy, she sounds great.
Yeah.
It would be great to be 86 and sing like that.
Uh-huh.
Great. Do you want to hear Coal Miner's Daughter?
Hell yeah.
All right. Here it is. Vinny?
Yes, Vinny.
Just to be clear, we've already broken the one song by each artist.
We have.
Set right there at the beginning.
We have.
Okay. And I want to go even further with that because I know Hooman would love this one.
Oh.
I was going to say, yeah, until Sarah Asprin for more.
I think we just said something about being judicious and one song per artist.
Brin is the one who said, I'm thinking about pulling that other one.
I try to be flexible and accommodating, that's all.
And now it was him. He wants to play a different one for Hooman.
I want to give you the option of it, that's all.
Read the Bible by
this one. This one's called God Makes No Mistakes.
All right.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Soak
right.
it in, baby.
Great.
Amen.
Moving on. There's Loretta Lynn. Wouldn't It Be Great? Her new record.
Can I give you a text I just got from Jane? Avril's song is number one on iTunes right now, she says.
Oh, good for Avril. You know what? That's great. Good for her.
Well, the song sounded great.
Yeah.
A text she wrote me yesterday that we never got to about Dave Grohl. Remember we were talking about him?
Oh, right, in his pre-show party warm-up.
She says, you know how Dave Grohl is always chewing gum? The last time I interviewed him, I asked what flavor gum he chews, and he laughed and said, doesn't matter what flavor I start with, darling, because at the end of the night, it all just tastes like whiskey.
You know what I wanted to ask?
Funny.
And he's not in today for sure.
Michael?
And, yeah, uh-huh. But him and Grohl are friends.
Yeah.
I wonder if... When Michael has been hanging with him here in town, Michael's done shots with him.
He has to.
You'd think,
has
right?
To have, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would think that would be sort of a neat thing to be able to say, oh, yeah, I've done Jaeger shots with,
so
with
cool.
Grohl. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do some Jaeger shots with Dave Grohl. I actually hate Jägermeister.
But you do it, right?
I would do it with Dave.
You hate it?
Ugh. Ugh.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just not a shots person. I'll suffer through like a tequila shot if everyone's doing one, but I just don't want one. They're just never a good idea.
Everybody.
That brings me right back to Vegas. I love it. That's where we got this from. That Vegas
Is that
trip
little John?
We did. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
He was the host of the party. We were out till 3 a.m, Sarah.
We were
not up at 3, out till 3.
Yeah, we had a long day.
Awesome.
All right, second album. Rod Stewart, Blood Red Roses. Let's see. The lead single, this is his 30th album, by the way, is called Didn't I? It's about a parent's perspective on the damage that drugs can do. So it sounds like is this all new music? Because doesn't he usually just put out like an album of standards, an album of best
right.
of?
Uh-huh.
So his 30th album, Blood Red Roses, Rod Stewart. What'd you grab?
Here is Licking Her Eyes.
Okay. As the resident fan of...
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, I have three, so...
No. Oh, my God, you said you only had one.
No, I said I had three for Rod and I had three for... who else had three for? Logic. So the people that I felt like... But then...
Didn't you guys communicate today?
I said...
We did. I actually wrote... I wrote one.
The whole...
I wrote one right there.
Right before...
Remember when you were on your phone, I said, Sarah, can you hear me? As you're talking on the phone... Or you're texting on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I told you I have three for these and one for the rest. Do it live.
I actually only want one.
All right. All Here's right. another one.
Oh. Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay.
I don't
Moving
like
on.
It.
No, it's the only reason to play extra songs is because you do like him, right?
I mean,
love
him.
You're a fan.
But I don't like this stuff.
Oh, come on.
But if you like it, that's cool.
Lil Wayne has a record out today. And the reason I remember you were talking to me and you said, I only pulled one Lil Wayne because it's all so explicit that I can't.
That's correct.
See, I was listening.
That's what we want.
One of the things.
We can't do the explicit one.
No, I know, but that's what you don't want a Lil Wayne record that's going to be all clean.
Yeah, peaches and cream. Lil Wayne, The Carter Five. This is the record that's been held hostage for 5 years or however long. It's his 12th album. It felt like it was never going to come out. He's been talking about it for 6 years. Guests include Travis Scott, Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Ashanti, the late XXXTentacion. And we heard this morning through TMZ that Post Malone is a very late last-minute addition. Like, maybe he didn't even get added to the artwork because... Bryn was saying he couldn't find where he was a guest on. So we're not even sure what track he's a guest on. I guess you'll have to, ferret it out for yourself.
Yeah, listen to the whole thing. Maybe he's somewhere hidden there.
So which one did you grab?
I grabbed Mona Lisa. Here it is.
Not really.
I love this song, actually.
We've heard worse.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You like this, Vin?
I'll take that.
Yeah, we have heard worse. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
But I'm not going, I like this.
It's been a very music-packed day, so I didn't get to the part where Kendrick jumps into this song. It's
okay.
Actually really good, so when you guys have time,
wonderful.
You can... Yeah, Kendrick, he does a very fast flow, so you might like that. But
Kanye West's album, Yandy, is not out today, apparently. We checked a couple times, and unless it has dropped in the last few minutes on iTunes, it's apparently going to come out tomorrow when he is the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. So if you were hoping we'd play Yandy today by Kanye West, because he's got to be Yeezus and now he's Yandy.
Did he not want to compete with?
No, he is going to compete with Lil Wayne because it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he was even saying he fully expects Lil Wayne to beat him and he's fine with that.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Wow, Kanye.
I know. And I don't even
what
have...
What else can he
right,
say?
Exactly.
Someone said texted in Yeezy and Wheezy the same weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. An official track list has not yet been released for the Yandy record, but according to the internet, lots of featured guests, because that's what everybody has these days. Ty Dolla Sign, XXXTentacion, Post Malone, possibly Rihanna, and Chance the Rapper. It would make sense. Chance the Rapper's been hanging out with him in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay, Logic, Young Sinatra 4. The fourth album here includes a fake mugshot of Logic, similar to the one that Frank Sinatra got in 1938 for fooling around with a married woman.
Oh.
He was arrested for fooling around with a married woman. Got
Sinatra
a mugshot.
Was.
Yeah.
Right.
It's bizarre. 1938. The getcha
really?
For that. I didn't know that. So Young Sinatra 4, Logic, who, by the way, just broke up with the prettiest girl in the world. I guess he felt like there were better chicks out there. He was done being married.
Right. I like Logic, but he does look like a dweeb. Oh, like, you would never picture him being as smooth and as fast and as flowy as he is, because what?
Well, here he is. What did you pick?
Everybody Dies.
Oh. All right. I mean, I get the idea of this one.
I like it better than the other one.
Yeah. Yes. This is one of the few that he pulled more than one for. Although
I edited these edited versions already too.
You did.
But sometimes there's
Something slips through. All right, give me another Logic song.
Sounds.
Right.
Here is a One Day featuring Ryan Tedder.
Okay. Oh, from
One Republic?
Yeah. That's great.
I like it.
I love his voice. One Direction. Oops.
One Republic.
I don't love One Direction, but One Republic is one of those bands that creeps up on you. Like, you don't realize. We saw them. They did some show for us.
They did a couple shows.
Yeah, in the park.
And
yeah.
I was, like, song after song, I'm like, oh, my God, I love this band. And they're so good live. Like, the guy was amazing. Mm-hmm. That's a great song. Good pick on that. What else did you grab? That sounds
Here
great.
Here is The Return.
I feel like I've already heard this whole record.
Are you saying it sounds the same?
Yeah.
I like it.
The Ryan Tedder one was good, but...
Yeah. Because there was singing in there?
I guess so. I like when there's some singing. Boy. If you like swears, this guy's got them. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I like swears.
Yeah. Oh, you're just acknowledging
that was a yes.
You.
Yeah.
All right, Cypress Hill has a new record out today. It's their ninth album, their first since 2010. It's called Elephants on Acid.
Here's Band of Gypsies.
You're a fan of these guys, aren't you?
I like them, yeah. He's also part of that other thing that, oh, God, Tom Morello's doing.
Oh.
With Chuck D. It's Be Real from Chuck D, Be Real, Tom Morello, a couple other, maybe it's the other guys
so
from
like
Rage
a super
Against
group,
the Machine.
But what's the name of it? Do you... Any idea?
How about Prophets of Rage?
That's it!
There it is. So this is, what was the name of that song? I'm sorry.
That was Band of Gypsies.
All right, that's the new Cypress Hill. One song from this album, please. Cher, Dancing Queen, a covers album of ABBA songs, including SOS, Waterloo, Mamma Mia, Fernando. It's all because she's in that new Mamma Mia movie.
The title track.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
The Rick and Morty soundtrack is I love ABBA. I don't need to hear Cher singing it. But I do feel it's my duty to report that she did. Rick and Morty it's a cartoon, right?
Yes, it is a cartoon.
And a lot of people who I think highly of have said, Sarah, you would love Rick and Morty. I have not gotten to it. I want to watch it. I promise I will. And here's my first step.
That is one of the shows I binged when I...
Oh, is that so?
When I watched the
How
first...
How many seasons are there?
There's only like two or three, I think, right now.
So I can catch up on that pretty fast.
Pretty fast. And they're, you know...
What's the premise?
It's basically an alcoholic grandfather who takes his kid on adventures in space. So he goes back in time or in the future and does like crazy naughty things. He's a scientist.
So this is not a kid's
No, and
show.
There's profanity. And he's a scientist. He's super smart. And it's a smart show. I mean, the way he talks, the language he uses. And he does inventions, and he's like, hey, come with me. And he's all super drunk. He's always burping in the middle of a sentence. So he's like, come on, Rick. He's like, come on, get in the car. Screw your mom. And then the mom loves it. It's a whole dynamic, and it's really fun to watch.
All right, Rick and
I
Morty.
I think you fall in love with it.
I think you're too busy with your brother right now.
I feel like I am.
No, you're not going to have time
Maybe
for that.
Maybe I'll watch it with him. It could be a moment when we're not talking.
Only if he says it's okay.
Yes, I'll ask him. Yeah. I'll ask his permission after the break. Rick and Morty soundtrack is out. So you said you grabbed the theme song and like one little
exactly.
Extra. Okay,
so I remember this song from the show. This is a theme song. Here it is.
Oh, that's really neat. Okay, yeah. That's a good theme song. So as they roll the credits, I guess.
So this song, I think he does it with aliens, and you know, it was like
this
like
is the grandpa and aliens singing
exactly.
together.
It's right. called.
Does he burp during it? I'm hoping for that.
I don't remember if he does. It's called Get Swifty, and there were some swears that I edited.
I'm sorry. This sounds like it's Patricia.
He's saying, take a poop on the floor and get swifty. That sounds like the alien there. I remember this episode, actually.
It's, the alien.
That sounds stupid.
Actually sounds right up my alley.
It is.
Look at the looks on everyone's faces around here as that's going.
I'd like to hear Vinny's band perform that one.
Yeah.
Vinny, oh, really?
Vinny could do some covers of Rick and Morty songs. That's pretty intriguing. Oh, my God, you guys. Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls has her sixth solo album out today.
Lucky.
No, listen. No,
I love our experience with the Indigo Girls has them in my heart forever. Mm. Nothing like.
I mean,
like,
listen, Emily's my favorite, but Amy.
Do you need some tissues first?
I'm going to be fine. Okay. If it was an Emily album, I'm sure I would be very upset, but it's an Amy album. So it's called.
Hold on. Which girl is the one that came from the studio while
Emily.
Being in it? Emily's yes. the one that came.
Yes.
Picked you up off the ground.
Oh, for God's sake.
Walked you into the studio to sit
one.
Next to them.
Yes. Gave you CPR.
And,
I know.
And sold you.
Well, I'm sure they're
your,
used to it. The girls crying all around them all the time. So it was nothing new.
Through your tears. It was Emily.
It was Emily.
But they were both very...
No, that was... This is Amy.
Oh, yes. Amy's not the good one.
No, Emily's the good one.
All right.
So it's called Holler. And we're going to hear one song from Amy Ray's.
Here's Sure Feels Good Anyway.
Thank you. If you watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and I do. Oh, that sounds good. All right. If you watch The Colbert Show, you are probably familiar with John Batiste, who is his band leader. Mm. John is also an actor. He was in HBO's Tremé. And so he's the band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he is so talented. He plays a million instruments and keyboard instruments, but he sits at the piano, and he's just great. So he's got a record out today called Hollywood Africans, and we're going to hear a song off that.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah. It's right here on my list.
What about Roosevelt? Are we doing that one?
Nope. It's the one right underneath.
I think I checked the wrong one.
I think you did.
Let's listen to Roosevelt first.
I don't even know who Roosevelt is. I've never heard of Roosevelt. And John Batiste is the one I marked here on my paper.
All right. Well, I marked the wrong one. Do you think he swears a lot?
Who, John Batiste? Absolutely not.
All right. And this one's called Hollywood Africans?
Hollywood Africans is the name
of
the record.
That's correct. Okay, let's do What a Wonderful World.
Sounds great.
All right, here it is.
We're out of time. I'm not going to ask for another one, I guess. I would also like to mention out today... Oh, you found the exact note. Listen to you.
Pretty good, buddy.
Well done.
Thank you.
Today, there is a 60-cut record out called Tom Petty and American Treasure. It's lots of songs you've heard before. In fact,
he is
all
too.
Songs you've heard before. And a lot of live versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
Turn this up. So this is live. I'm not sure... Don't need you.
You know, I told my kid I was going to play some, get a band together, and she was like, we're getting a band together. So yesterday, because these are the songs that I'm going to want her to sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, we'll just do some covers. And she's like, and she goes, I won't remember the words to any of your songs. I'm going to sing my own. And I'm like,
that's great.
I think you're
she
kicked out of the band, kid. No.
Get your own band,
yeah,
kid.
You need to get your own band.
This is going to be hers.
Her own lyrics. Get out of here.
Are you going to get to that Billy Idol one?
Yeah, let's do that. Billy Idol, Vital Idol, Revitalized. So I guess he's taken his greatest hits and somehow repackaged it so he can re-release it.
And he
that's
has.
Out today.
You should listen to it. Here, check this out.
What are they, remixed?
Yes.
All right. What song is this? Oh, that sounds janky.
It's Revitalized, Sarah.
Okay.
He's getting with the young
kids.
So
are they all like this, all EDM'd up?
I only listened to one.
All right, well, that's all you needed to. So there you go. Billy Idol's got a record out today, too. What's going up in the news, Vincent?
Oh, so much stuff, including what you should not keep in your wallet.
Oh.
That's not a good one. Oh, that's not... Well, maybe, and more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, my God. Happy Friday, you guys. Listen, tomorrow night, hey, Livermore people, Scott Capurro's coming to town.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Shadow Puppet Brewery, and you can go check him out. Luckily, things will be cooled down by then in Livermore. Livermore was like the hot spot this week. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like pushed 100. Yikes.
Oh, you mean weather-wise?
Yes. It'll be heating up comedy-wise, but cooling down weather-wise.
Got it.
Couple of hope. Don't laugh at them. Go see Scott Capurro tomorrow night, Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore. Info at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, darn it. All right. You have to hear the original, what that quote comes from. Yeah. It's a secret show we did years and years ago.
And that one will be unedited at
some point. Get to that, we'll right? To we're that. Putting up classics. We're taking all the edits out of all the, ever since Bryn's been here.
We're working on one for today.
Oh, great. Good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Honey.
Don't laugh at that.
Honey.
Couple.
He shouldn't laugh. That's his... That's the other piece of the puzzle, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
All I know is your quote from that show is the funniest thing I ever heard.
What's the quote?
I don't think I can
I don't
say
know it.
It.
Anyway.
I know what it is, but I can't say
it. Here's what's
it.
Happening, everyone. At 10:30 this morning, everyone.
Yes.
Sorry to ruin the party. But at 10:30 this morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote to approve Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh for further consideration.
Wait, 10:30 our time?
Yes.
Okay, so 1:30.
A couple hours from now.
Okay.
Is the vote.
All right.
Whether or not he should be moved forward for further consideration. So if he's approved, he goes to the full Senate over the weekend with a final vote by Tuesday.
Wonderful.
So there's the latest on that. I wanted to mention with football ahead, big weekend ahead, that
boom,
the Browns will be in Oakland on Sunday.
Oh.
The Raiders are 0-3.
And the Browns have a better record than them.
Yes.
So this should be a real matchup.
This is a great team for them to get straight against. So
they better.
You know, I don't back teams that are leaving town like that. I don't like it. I'm not into it.
Like
but
it.
For those of you Raider fans that will follow them wherever they go.
Yes.
Then, you know, this might be the game that gets you guys back on a...
It'll be super crushing.
To lose to
John
the Browns.
John Gruden will just be like walking off to the Peanuts theme.
Why'd you leave the booth? Why'd you leave the booth,
for
dude?
For the $100 million or
whatever
they're
paying
that's
them. A good reason. I'd do it for that.
Yep.
49ers play in L.A. against the Chargers, and the Pats play. You don't say in New England because there really is no New England. They play in Boston, right?
They play in Foxborough, but they say in New England.
Oh, they do?
It's, you know, it's those five states. I don't know.
Anyway, the Dolphins are undefeated as well there, Sarah. So the Pats have their hands full with the Dolphins this time around.
Friggin' Dolphins.
You like their chances?
I don't. We're having a crap season. I told them they shouldn't have picked Brady in the fantasy league.
Oh, your boys, you mean?
Yeah.
Told them they shouldn't have ditched Suman.
Oh, don't.
Over a losing team.
That hasn't gone any further, has it?
Debbie wrote yesterday to Suman saying how much she enjoys our nights together, and he didn't respond.
Oh.
He's mad, dude. I don't know what I can do, but I'm trying.
To do what?
To just, you know, he's one of my best friends. Like, it bums me out that he got his feelings hurt so bad. Mm. Is he in there? Hi, Human.
Hi.
Let's not.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Really crunchy yesterday.
Yeah, you've been very chatty today, bringing up all kinds of things I don't want to talk about. Back to you, Vinny. Back to you, Vinny. Next time Brent talks, just talk right over him.
Here are some things you should never carry in your wallet. Sarah's offers up condom.
Yeah, I've heard that's bad.
Well, sure, but I thought, so you're carrying condoms?
Have you ever
carried a condom in your wallet, ever?
Sure.
What?
Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
What if I needed a condom?
Well, right, but I mean, in your wallet? You have a whole pocketbook.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I probably stuck in my pocketbook. But I've definitely carried a condom with me.
All right.
You?
No.
You've never carried a condom with you? Girl.
Never?
Never.
So you just, either the guy had one or...
He didn't.
He did.
I told you I was very unsafe growing up.
I was pretty unsafe too, but I, you know, if someone gave me a condom, I'd stick it in my purse.
I mean, if I went out, if I were to start dating these days, I absolutely would.
I'd wrap myself in bubble wrap, lock all the doors. Just
Because now I'm scared.
Yeah, all kinds of bad stuff. Well, we're just when you're a dumb kid, you think it's not going to happen to you.
I know. I just got really, really lucky.
Never.
Weird. No, I'm embarrassed to say that. It's the truth.
Well, it's better to tell the truth, and at least people understand that, you know, you get it. Yeah. I've told the story that I had one with me there on the bed.
It was just too far.
All I had
to
do was reach for it and was like, meh. You know, that's pathetic. That didn't happen all the time, but it happened once. I vividly remember. There it was. I can see it. Identifying documents like your Social Security card or passport. Don't carry those around with you everywhere you go. That's a bad move.
Yeah, your Social Security card. A lot of people, remember when I was a kid, they were saying, oh, you have to have that on you. I would carry it with me. And not only would it get frayed beyond all recognition, it was a possible identity theft tool.
They're saying here not to carry your debit card, but I feel like all of us carry that.
No, you have to carry that.
Just in case.
How are you going to go to the although now at my ATM, I don't know if this is everywhere. I use Wells Fargo. They'll send me a lots of people do. They will send you a code if you don't have your debit card with you. Because if your phone is registered, it goes, forget your card. So I guess I could forget my card. I guess.
Gift cards. Don't carry those either.
Why?
You'll never get the balance back if those things, if you lose your wallet or it gets stolen, you'll never get the balance back.
But I'll never remember to bring it with me. And the thing is, you run into the store that you have a gift card for. You're like, oh, there's that. I'm going to run in there.
Those forgetful. It's the same thing with the bags. Now I basically do all the grocery shopping at the house. And I don't know how many times, maybe it's half the time, I find myself going, God damn it. Yes, I need bags. But, or
you're
I'm
wrestling
trying to
your
juggle
15
all the
items,
stuff out
right?
of there. This is in my pants. This is in my pockets. This is so stupid. God. A woman in northern Minnesota named Kristen Day was recently at a bar and started talking to a guy who's been going through dialysis. What is a guy going through dialysis doing in a bar? I do not know. But
yeah, isn't that supposed to be avoided when you have kidney stuff?
His kidneys were damaged. A lot of people on dialysis aren't supposed to have alcohol, so it's not clear whether or not he was... going against doctor's orders there in
maybe
the bar.
Maybe he was just having club soda.
Really? You think so?
No.
Anyway.
But maybe.
This lady, after knowing him for just 2 hours, decided she'd give him one of her kidneys.
Oh.
She went through all the tests, and he actually tried to talk her out of it at one point, but she says she felt like there was a reason they met that day, and she'd never felt like that before. The surgery happened about 6 months later, and Kristen spent 4 days in the hospital recovering.
Yeah, it is no joke when they take one of your kidneys. Like,
she's doing great now, and so is he.
So he's off dialysis.
Apparently.
Is she going to try and keep him out of bars now so he doesn't damage this kidney, the gift kidney?
Do you have to give up your interest in the kidney you've given away, or do you need to check on that occasionally?
I believe you do have to give up your interest, but you... But if you are the recipient, there are so many people waiting for organs that if you get one, I really feel like you owe it to the other people who don't have one to treat it well. You're getting a second chance with that. It was like, who's the guy with the liver transplant from like Crosby, Stills, and Nash? And then he just drank himself right through that one, too.
Crosby.
Was
David
it him?
Crosby?
Yeah.
No, Crosby's the mustache guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't forget about George Lopez from his wife, and then he left her.
Yeah, that was
well, he got
up.
What he needed.
They were married for
guys,
years.
I'm sure they had other problems.
By kidney. Right.
He wasn't just hanging around to get the kidney and then leave.
Sure about that?
Pretty sure. No, I'm not sure. I don't know. People are just evil, aren't they?
I still brick, buddy. Love the Secret Show and all of you. Thanks, 707.
What? I don't know what it means. Situations when we sugarcoat how we really feel...
Oh, sure. There's lots of these. I sugarcoat things all the time. And I just want to say no.
Here are the 10 most common times. I'm not going to do all 10. I don't have time, but I thought I'd mention a couple of them.
Okay, sure.
When we feel like we can't say what we really think, so we sugarcoat it. when we're critical, when your significant other is critical of you in some way. Oh. Oh, that they're sugarcoating how they
criticizing. Tell you.
Oh.
What is it, praise, upgrade?
Something like that. Well, that's a totally different thing than just mm-hmm. flat out, like, you know, breaking your eggs about something. When there's something wrong with the food at the restaurant.
Yeah.
You do hear that if you send it back, they're going to spit on it. So I would imagine you are trying
so
to
So you're
nice.
Saying you're talking to a waitress and she's saying, I'm sorry, this is just, I don't sugarcoat that, actually. And I do send food back. The older I get, the bitchier I am about it. Cause
really?
Well, not bitchy, but I just.
Yeah, that's not going to
help. I'm like,
you
I'm all. Sorry, that is a bad clam. Oh, I don't know if it is. No, it is. Let's not argue about it.
Well.
Like, I'm very sorry to say. I'm apologetic. I'm sorry. I realize you didn't cook it. They're not
Go
doing
on.
That.
You
They're
were saying?
They're not doing that. Stop Hold it. On They're not doing that. Now that you've horked up.
Yeah,
you need to
now I had to get rid
spit
of that.
Out.
Sorry. When a friend asks you if you like their outfit.
Yes, I sugarcoat
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to.
No one ever asked me if I like their outfit or not. I don't get a lot of questions about that.
Well, I don't know what
but
that
I do
says
want John,
about your
I want
style
John
choices.
To sugar. No, I'm. They don't. Right, you're right. Exactly. It says zero about it. It says that.
They're like, well, look at
I don't have any of that. I know.
Our I don't need advice from someone who's wearing the same jacket for the 390th day in a row. I'm looking at all these videos that we have, you know, from the Looking Glass. I have to turn in a bunch of videos to make up,
and
like
I'm
a sizzle
the
reel.
Jacket
and oh!
everyone. And I'm
sizzling.
And Vaughn are laughing. And of course, Sarah's got the same jacket on in every video.
Yeah. Well, I wear the jacket. It's basically my shell.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you feel like...
it's cold in here.
Uncomfortable without it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll take it off.
Rarely.
I take it off at home. I take it off if I get too hot.
Yeah.
But it's cold in here. Like, my hands are cold all morning.
No, it isn't.
It is. It's cold. I would be cold in short sleeves right now, I can tell.
All right.
I was looking to see if you're wearing a jacket. Both these guys are just wearing t-shirts.
Yeah, they're wearing t-shirts.
They
both have hats on, too. That actually keeps you warmer.
It does.
What?
It does. Totally keeps you warmer.
Our text number is 800-4-5 says, I'm doing injection shots for egg freezing.
Oh, boy.
And thanks to you... I play the Shot, Shot, Shot song to help lighten the mood. Made me happy to hear you play it again
shot,
here
shot,
today.
Shot, 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 shot. Save your eggs, yo. Future fertility.
I like how you say yo now.
I know. It's my new thing.
Yo?
Because I said it to her yesterday.
Yeah. So now I say it all the time. I get all my lingo from Musette, like janky I added from Musette. She said that one time. Horchata. I'll just say
oh,
that
you
randomly.
You do my sugar honey iced tea.
Oh. Well, I mean, in my defense, that one's been around.
Yeah, but I brought it back.
Thank yo. You. Thanks for bringing it back, yo.
You guys forgot the Joan Jett documentary movie soundtrack. It's out today. Bad
oh,
Reputation.
Sorry, I didn't even see it. It wasn't listed. Don't give up about my damn reputation.
She's like one of the original female rock
Girl.
Stars. Yeah, kick ass.
Yeah, she's great.
925 says, Prophets of Rage, Vin.
Is there a whole page of those?
No, yeah, I mean, thanks for the help. But
he's naming every band member.
Talenti is gelato. That's why it's so decadent.
Oh, I didn't know it's gelato.
It's not ice cream.
It's
gelato.
So good. I want to say they have this black raspberry one I really like, too.
A lot of people also wrote in about that.
Well, I love the Talenti because afterward I have a little container. It's great. It's like a hard plastic. It has a hard plastic top. I put all my junk in it. I have 1,000 of them.
All your junk?
You know, beads or
Oh, your crafting
clips
stuff.
Sure, all my
okay.
crafting stuff is on
Sweet.
There.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it. But they do all look exactly the same, so I have to, like, search through them. Never mind.
We'll read the rest of your texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.